Turtles. Hi, Moon Child. Hi, Chawn Cat. Hi, Steptoe.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Granny.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, girl.
Oh, look at that. Oh. Why am I feel like I'm on a delay?
Because your speaker's on.
Oh, I'm on mute.
Talk again?
Huh? I don't know.
She has just a
anyway, meal. Good morning, morning, good morning. Grammy's love to all. Thanks for joining. Yay! Is that that's better? No, it's not. I don't know. It must be me.
We got some sound issues going on today. We got to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, they sound a little echo, like you guys are in a tunnel. It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Wow. Oh, he's pulling and pushing things.
Oh no, yeah. Watch out.
That sounds a little better.
Yeah, you talk. Keep talking, Grammy. How's your day?
Yeah, that sounds good. I got it. You got it, old man. Thank you. You do care and want my voice to be heard.
I don't know. Sounds echoey to me.
Yeah, it sounds like a tunnel, like in a tunnel.
Do you want me to go into my room? Ooh, I see you. Get out of the room.
Oh my gosh, do we have to go in a different room?
What was it?
There you go. Sounds better, I think. Keep talking. Hi, Misty. Hi, Coach.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dean, Joe, and Eric.
Much better.
We got technical problems with Grammy.
Hi, Radio Project.
Whoa. Man, we took a whole 3 minutes to straighten all that out. I don't know. We got Grammy's mic. Something's going on with her mic, her phone, her connection. Because I can hear me talking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear me talking to her.
It just sounded on my end. It just sounded like you guys were maybe walking like in a tunnel. Not real echoey, but just kind of that, you know, that weird surrounded sound.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me close my studio door.
Oh, my. Did you turn on your studio light on that you're on? So, did Grammy make it back?
She's in her office. She's getting she's setting up her headset.
Alrighty.
Can you hear me?
Are you there, Grammy?
Much better, Grammy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Woo! Technical problems right off the bat. Bam!
That's okay. Get it out of the way, right?
Yeah. Yep, that's it. Get
it. Hey, I got to set the record straight right off this morning. And all of you in here with Podbeam, you guys going to other podcasts and all that. You know, we got that DOS is running around telling people that the old man has him blocked in Podbeam. The old man don't have anybody blocked. The old man blocks trolls that comes into his podcast with the vile, ignorant, moronic sayings in their rooms. So I block them. And apparently, if he's blocked from Podbeam, then apparently he's behind all the trolls.
Or some of them, not all of them. We can't do that. Mm.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I don't block people unless they come in real vile with their names or that they steal our pictures.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, them impersonating people like us, I mean, that is definitely not cool.
Yeah.
No.
So I see Doss is listed in the listeners room right now. He's not listed in the chat room. I don't see him in the chat room. But, yeah, I don't have you blocked, Doss. So anyway, I can block you. You want me to? I can block you. Sure. He was in Mike Tampa Bay show this morning whining and crying that the old man had him blocked.
Oh, be nice.
I don't have people blocked.
Hi,
I don't
Mike.
Block people.
Hi, Shonda.
I block the trolls. And
yeah, that's just it. We block the trolls. If it goes back to somebody, then we have no control.
Yeah, if the trolls all go back to somebody, that's not on me, buddy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tron cat. Meow, meow, meow,
you guys
meow.
That are
I
feeding,
know.
Tron
was in here first.
You guys that are feeding all that, that's, well, that's on you, not me. I mean, seems to me like I'm the only one out there. Me and a few other people are out there trying to block these guys and stop them from going in with stolen identities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can come into my show, whatever you want. But if you got my picture on it or you got some other,
Hi, Anna, welcome.
You got somebody else's picture as your profile or
and
you
your,
come in with
and your bad mouth and then
come
and
in and your
bad.
Your title of your show is all bad and that, I'm blocking you. So there you
That's
go.
The way it is. Hi, Doss. Hi, Jill.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Hey, Doss.
Hey.
I thought I had you blocked. If I had you blocked, you wouldn't be in here, buddy. Just a point. Just an FYI. You know. So anyway.
Hope you're doing
good. It's all good.
All right. Yes. Breathe.
It's all good. Yeah.
Oh boy, got you off to a.
Yeah, you were. I got the screenshot to show it. So anyway.
Okay.
Moving on.
Oh man, great day! Yeah, yeah. We're waiting for one of our birthday people to show up so we can sing happy birthday. Mm-hmm. And we have the full Drunken Sailor choir with us this morning, so that'll be fun. Yeah. Man, it is cold here this morning. Good night.
It's the same when you said it was 38, right?
So, yeah, 37 right now. Yeah.
Uh oh.
That's what I think it is over here. Too.
Man, I tell you. Yeah, and I the sun actually broke out and warmed 39, up for a little bit.
You're colder than us. Wow.
No, I'm 37.
Yeah,
who's 39?
It's 39 here. You're colder than us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
It
so,
is cold.
I mean,
to do.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy. 46 in Springs. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. But the weather was kind of halfway decent in the afternoon, so I ran out there. I was going to watch the Houston playoff game, but it started it's it got rained out. They had they showed the weather, man. It was just a nasty
good morning, Jill.
Nasty storm hitting the Houston where they were playing in Chicago, so they canceled that show. And when they canceled the show, I decided to go outside and try to mow the lawn. Went out there and got mowing the lawn and everything. It was a nice day here. Met a new friend, Joe, another old guy walking down the street.
Another old guy.
He likes seeing he has more around him than he thought besides
another old retired guy, Joe. Come on in, Joe. Yeah. So we had a good chat with Joe. He's walking in. What I like doing is I'm mowing, you know, so the lawnmower's going and he's walking. And they walking right on the edge of the street where our land is, you know, our property. And he's walking and then I'll shut off the lawnmower. When you shut off the lawnmower, he'll look. And he looked at me and I went, hey, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm just going for a walk. Yeah. So I started talking to him. Nice old guy, Joe. Two old guys talking. Yeah. Talking about yelling at people walking down the street. It was a fun talk, Joe. So I told him, I said, hey, Joe, well, anytime you're walking by, man, you see me outside? I mean, you see me out here? Come on in. Come on over. Grab a cup of coffee. Sit down. Talk. Take it easy. You know, it was fun. Where are you at in Oregon that is 24 degrees?
I had no idea she was in Oregon. I thought for whatever reason she was in California. I don't know.
Well, she is a van life.
That's cold. I know. She travels.
She travels.
Yes.
Yeah, that is cold. 24 degrees.
It is really cold.
Well, they're talking about us having an El Nino weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that means it's going to be a real wet, cold, stormy winter for us, you know. So we'll see what's going on. Mm-hmm. But you know, they always say that we have El Nino and El Nino.
I always forget the difference.
Welcome back,
I do too. I never forget.
One's
I always
in the summer, one's in the winter.
No, it has to do with the winter. Winter, if it's going to be a cold, wet winter or kind of a mild, mellow winter. I think that's what it means. And it all has to do with what's coming off the Pacific Ocean. What kind of wind and that kind of stuff's coming off the Pacific Ocean. So I don't know.
Well, I know that I believe it's El Nino is. Nino is child, you know. If you say Nino, it's the boy. Nina is the girl. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
El Nino's begin in spring, it says.
Oh, okay.
Well, now let me see. Okay.
Because
now I clicked on it and it doesn't take me to exactly where I was Southern just reading. Island. I hate that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let's see.
Yeah. Where's Tuttles?
He didn't know. El Nino and El Nina are natural occurrence phenomenons that result in interaction between the ocean surface and the atmosphere of the tropical Pacific. Changes in the ocean surface temperatures affect tropical rainfall patterns and atmospheric winds over the Pacific Ocean, which in turn impact the ocean temperature and currents. The El Nino and El Nina related patterns of tropical rainfall causes changes in the weather patterns around the globe as seen in the diagram to the right. See everybody over here?
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, your
mic is putting in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's all the what's going on with the Pacific Ocean and all that stuff. And I stepped toe. Good to see you, buddy.
Okay,
yeah, but the one before I clicked on it, you know how it says historically strong El Nino that began in the spring. Oh, this is 2015 and peaked into that. Okay, that's just an example, I guess. Difference between El Nino and El Nino.
Hi, Patrick Free Voice Podcast for white Tony.
There he is.
Yay. There's a blocking right there. Yeah. See, that's like, what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. These guys. See, isn't it funny how DOS leaves and now
welcome,
all of a
PBG.
Sudden the trolls are showing up. Yeah. Tell me that.
Oh, well, see. Mike was trying to help out a little on that La Nina and El Nino.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he put in there what I read.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. He was almost like writing it as she was reading it. So.
Oh, okay. Boy, he's quick.
yeah. So,
it just says El Ninos occur more frequently than El Ninas.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying we're having now is an El Nina.
Yeah.
With the A.
Uh-huh.
And Tuttle says he's out magnet. He's magnet fishing.
Magnet fishing.
Ooh. Is your wife there filming you to see what you catch?
Well, he'll have to respond in the chat room.
He's busy,
so he's not going to. It might take a while for him to respond because he's
pulling it in or pulling it out.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Yeah, because you have to use your hands, huh? Just to pull on the rope.
Throw it out there, pull it in, throw it out there, pull it in. Bring in a wheelbarrow. I wonder if anything of value has been caught magnet fishing. Hey,
Asha caught Man Cave.
Yeah, Man Cave.
Got a wheelbarrow.
Pulled a wheelbarrow out of the
A horseshoe. The horseshoes, and it was a real old horseshoe, right? We were talking about it.
And he found a kettle. He found a kettle. Mike said
somebody found a ring.
Oh.
See?
Wow. Yes. So I'm sure you can. That sounds Troncat was actually
doing real fishing.
Oh, he got two pikes and a bass. Hey!
There you go.
Meow, cool meow, yum, yum, yum.
Cooked up that fish and you had it on your table and you're eating dinner and you're taking pieces of it and all of a sudden you look and there's something shiny and the fish ate a ring and there's a ring inside its belly.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a different type of a oyster, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about those stories of those people? What about those stories of those people that find rings? You know, they lose a ring out on a beach or something, and then years go by, and then they find it.
Welcome.
It's amazing.
That's crazy. That's crazy, because when you lose something in the sand, it's just like impossible to get it. You know, find it back. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. So when those people go and they have those little magnets and they're able to go out on the beach and find, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's been lost out there.
Oh, yes. Because they find them all the time. You know, I've been thinking maybe we should get us one of those metal detectors. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, where would you guys? Oh, you guys go by the ocean sometimes.
Yeah, we could run. We're only like about an hour from the beach, but yeah, I don't know. I would be into it if we lived around areas that were could be tied like to the Civil War and that kind of stuff. Because I'd like to go out.
Who knows where you'd be fine. Yeah. Grammy wants to do it. Could you rent one?
Well, we could go up north, up toward Port Townsend and stuff like that. You know, where that bunker is that we went to that one time?
Oh, that was Fort Stevens.
Oh, okay. See?
Fort Stevens. But, you know, that's a historical site. I bet you they don't allow that.
Oh, that's probably right.
You know, or if they do, they get first say. They get first say if they get to keep the stuff you find because it's a historical site. Hey, look what I found. Hey, great. Thanks. We'll put it in our museum. probably how it would be, you know, because you don't tell what they're. Yeah, that's a real. That's if you're in the Pacific Northwest, Fort Stevens in Washington. It's at the opening of the Columbia River coming into the. Is that on Oregon or is it in the Washington side, Fort Stevens? That's Oregon.
It's Washington, hon. No, maybe it is Oregon.
I think it is Oregon.
Hi, BBD. Welcome.
Yeah, yeah, it's Oregon.
That little nip.
It's Oregon because it's on the same side as Astoria. It's before Astoria. Before you get to Astoria, you get to Fort Stevens.
Huh?
Yeah. Fort Stevens. It's before Astoria. You know, if you're heading up the coast.
Welcome, Emma.
Okay.
We're going to be digging out maps now.
I'll be taking out.
Where's that map?
There you go.
But it's a fun place to go to because it's got all kinds of bunkers, you know, underground bunkers and that kind of stuff in there. And you can go walking around in it. Yeah. I mean, some places you go, it's pitch black. You can't, I'm not going in there because there's no lights or nothing. Got to make sure you got a flashlight so you can go inside those places and that. It's interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah. We had fun. Yeah.
Hi, Lady Me. Welcome. Hi, Lady Me.
It's all interesting. Hello. History is interesting if you go to those old places and that, you know, and they, as a matter of fact, this Fort Stevens, they were in World War II. There was a Japanese submarine off the coast of Oregon, and they were firing at it from Fort Stevens with their big guns because they had big artillery guns there, and they were firing
at it.
Yeah.
Hi, Shorty V.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome back after all the trolls come in. So anyway,
it like it's hot.
Exactly. Nice to see you.
We never see Dawson and the trolls at the same time. That's just kind of interesting.
There is such thing as a busy life.
Yeah. But this historical site is fantastic. I mean, the story that they had about the Japanese submarine off the coast was amazing. And they never did hit it. But, they came close. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting stuff. And that Fort Stevens has been around since the Civil War. It was first built during the Civil War, and we went through World War One, World War Two, and all that stuff. You know, so it's pretty fascinating. Yeah. Pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I recommend if you have a historical site anywhere close to you and you've not gone to visit, if it's open that you can, I would. I love doing that.
Oh, yeah. You need to. You need to go to those places and check them out.
Before
they close them all down.
They destroy them. Yeah. You know, you never know. That's what they're trying to do. So,
yeah.
Welcome, Darlene. Welcome.
It's just like we were in there. We were in there, and I was talking to a guy, and we were looking at all old cannonballs that are in there. Uh-huh. And I go, so how come in movies and that they show these cannonballs that, you know, when they go and they hit the ground, they blow up, you know, they have a big explosion. I thought they were just, you know, how does that happen? It's just a solid, steel ball. And he goes, wrong. He goes, wrong. No, they're not. He goes, they are actually a bomb. He goes, they have explosives, explosive stuff inside the cannonballs, and you have to light it with a fuse before you fire it through the cannon. And it's like, what? I hadn't heard anything like that before. And he goes, yeah, you have to, you fill it, you know, and you put the cannonball in the cannon, and then when you light the cannon and fire the cannon, the cannonball comes out and the friction or whatever in there causes that fuse on the cannonball to light. And as the cannonball is going through the air, it's like, you know, so much fuse on there. And then when it gets out there and hits, it'll actually explode. And I did not know that. He goes, yeah, that's why sometimes that they would launch these cannonballs and they would blow up in the air. And I go, I didn't know that. Oh, it's fascinating to learn this stuff. When you go out there and you study history, oh yeah, it's just fun stuff, fun stuff.
Hi, Cindy, thank you. Hi, PPG, that's amazing, Mike. And it's going to be sad when it gets,
gone.
Yeah, when the water just Mother Nature destroys it, it's gone. Yeah, it's not going to be there. So,
well, she's not really destroying; she's reclaiming.
There you go. That's a better way of saying it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Go ahead. Toddles, call in.
That's a better way of saying it.
Uh-huh. So, like I say, I encourage anybody who has any kind of historical site or whatever is around you, definitely. And get a pamphlet. If it doesn't anything, but just give a brief history or something. Because, like Dina Jo said, all of that's getting put away, archived, or on fire.
Yeah. Hey, Tuttles, what's going on, man?
Oh, not too much. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, what'd you mention? Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm fishing, trying to fix a mistake. I was out fishing in my sister's backyard the other day, and I put my fishing rod down to light a cigarette, and a fish pulled my rod in the water. Oh. So,
hi, Jamie. So you're trying to reclaim your fishing pole?
Yes. But I'm just having a quick breakfast break. I've been out for a couple hours already, and I tried to order my breakfast in time to listen to the show and everything.
Yeah.
So tell me, what's on a fishing pole? What's on a fishing pole that's magnetic that will be drawn by the magnet?
The reel. It's high quality reel, all the ball bearings and stuff. We've magnet fished. I got one fishing reel already magnet fishing. So I'm hoping I get lucky again, or possibly the rope will get tangled up on it because I know the general area where it got pulled in. So,
Yeah, I guess those fishing reels can be pretty expensive. I mean, they're made by the same people that make the gears and that for bicycles. I do know that.
Oh yeah.
Well, it was an $86 rod and about $114 fishing reel.
Oh my gosh, I'd be out there magnet fishing for it too.
Yeah, and it was my wife's favorite, so.
That's why you were able to catch a see? Karma. Karma.
Yeah.
Is it a
good morning, J baby?
It's a river. It's called the Welland River or the Chippewa River. There's big carp and catfish is what I fish for back there. Like that one picture I used to have as my profile with that big carp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same spot. My sister owns 4 acres, and her backyard's the river.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. Steptoe was saying that that what I was talking about, the same people that make gears for bikes, Shimano, I think it's that's yep. how you pronounce it. Yeah, they yep. make fishing reels in that too. Yeah, high quality stuff.
Yeah, this one here was a special rod with the fast tip. It's from some company. I can't remember what the name of the company is right now, but they make ice fishing rods.
Uh-huh.
But then they started delving into making full-size rods for people because people like the fast tips. And then the reel on this one was a Mitchell.
Whoa.
So the Mitchell's like a high-end reel, sort of like the Shimano reels and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I do have
but I think the key to this whole thing is that it was your wife's.
Yeah,
baby. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We got Grammy on the line and Toddles on the line, and we're just having a good time. Thanks for tuning in. And we're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We're your alarm clock. And come on in, check us out, have fun. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Hit that follow button and tell all your friends and family to tune in and join us. We're having a good time. Good time. Yeah, that's so. Did you break the news to her? Did you tell her that you lost it?
Oh yeah, yeah. She's fully aware of it. Not too happy, but you know, stuff happens. And she said to me, "That's why I never let go of my fishing rod." I'm like, I know.
It must have been a big fish.
Yeah, it must have been. It was probably another big carp or something.
Oh, it was a minnow.
Pulling power. But Dina, Joe, yeah, I'm trying to make another video as well at the same time by myself, so I don't know how good it's going to turn out.
Okay.
We did make a second follow-up video to our first one, but I have not been able to post it due to legal reasons. So apparently I discovered I was breaking some laws that I was unaware of.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It is not illegal in Canada for your wife to videotape you talking while you're driving.
What?
Yep.
Is that right? It's illegal?
Yeah. Last month they passed all these new stunting laws up here in Canada because of all the on-road racer kids that do all the donuts and the smoke shows and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
So they put a bunch of these general blanket rules so they can lay down major charges on people if they bust them. And one of them is you're not allowed to be videotaped while driving.
Oh, wow.
But I could see, I mean, I could see if it's you're only in there by yourself and maybe you have your phone on your, you know, car looking at you somewhere. But if somebody's taping you, oh, that's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yep. That's why
because you know what's going to happen? Life. You know what's going to happen, Tuttles? You're going to get in a cat. You're going to get in a crash. Yeah, exactly, Tron Cat. You're going to get in a crash.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, I've got my dash cam. I've filmed it. They're going, well, that's against the law. You can't be filming while you're driving.
Well, do the police still have theirs?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they're above the law anyway. I mean, wow, you know, because of this, you know, they say you can't distractive driving, you know, no distractive driving, and no disrespect to our law enforcement officers.
No.
Because I appreciate and support them. But, I mean, they're look inside their cruiser. It's like a stinking IT place. I mean, they got computers and all kinds of stuff, and you know they're tip tapping and looking at screens and all that while they're running around. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's why we started videotaping the way we were with my wife in the passenger seat, like when we started making videos years back, because it was legal to do it that way. But I found out that it's illegal, so I can't post the video that I had for my follow up video. So I might see if I could re-edit it and stuff, but. I hate losing my vision. I like making my videos the way I make them, and there's a purpose and a story being told, you know? So if I end out at the beginning, it's just
If you made that recording before the law went into effect, is that okay?
Part one made it through, yes. Part two wouldn't have made it through. And I'm too honest to even say that I made it beforehand.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm just a weirdo.
That's how we are.
No, that's good. No, you have some morals. That's all right.
Yeah.
That's a superpower now. Did you know that, Tuttles?
Heaven yeah, because not a lot of people have them, right?
Yeah, that along with common sense, that's a superpower now, too.
I
guess it's sort of a moral why I'm out there at 7 in the morning trying to magnet fish to get my wife's fishing pole back.
No, my.
Oh, J-Baby says an undercover cop backed into her dad's parked car at one point because he was distracted. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, there's so much stuff going on there in their car, like you said. It's
really
It looked like a video arcade. Like, I've been in a cruiser or two in my life, and yeah, they got like the computer thing there. They got the things all going, scanners.
Laptop,
like
scammers, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I think they even got like a printer in there because so they can print. I don't know. It's just busy. Yeah, it's a busy, busy deck. That's for sure.
Some of them. Yeah, yes. They sure do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The cops that have given me speeding tickets, they all been all on
Starship Enterprise. That's right, Troncat.
Exactly. And a microwave, Cindy says. I would not doubt that at all. Cindy.
That would be...
Thanks for letting me call in and shoot the shit about the woes of... Or shoot the breeze about the
woes.
Yeah. Yeah, see? You're so good that you even corrected yourself. He would have never even noticed.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Fire fishing pole.
Good luck. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now find the one that's in the water, not the one that's at the store. Yes.
That is just too funny right there.
Hi, Christmassy. Welcome. All right. So I heard something really gross today, and I think it should be your next challenge, old man.
Okay. Uh-oh.
There's some dude, I think he puts mayonnaise in his coffee.
Well, it'd be like a creamer.
Yeah. He probably didn't have any creamer, so he went to the next best thing.
But see, I wouldn't do that because I don't put anything in. I don't put anything in my coffee, so I wouldn't want to do that. Cindy,
well, that's why it's a challenge.
Shorty V, no, Cindy, thickener, yeah.
That's why it's a challenge.
Put mayonnaise on your
I wouldn't
cereal.
Do that. I wouldn't do that because I would just soon eat a spoonful of mayonnaise than put it in my coffee.
No.
Yeah. No, I can see putting that in my coffee because that would ruin. That would ruin the mayonnaise
see, like,
and the
curdles,
coffee.
Yeah. Like little bumps coming up. And
How would you mix it up?
And it'd make your coffee sweeter.
I know, Shorty, right?
Easy, everybody.
You and I are on the same page.
Mr. A says there was an old guy at his last job or one of his jobs where the guy would
put butter and sugar in his coffee.
Well, now wait a minute.
Well, that's like a keto. That's a keto.
That was going to say.
If it's real butter, it's got to be like real butter. Not that cheap.
Margarine.
No. It has to be real butter. And I've done it before. Now I just buy the creamer that it's powdered and it has all the stuff in it. But because it's a pain. But yeah, it has to be the real, like that Irish butter. They eat only grass or something. I don't know. It has to be real butter.
From the pampered cow, right?
Yes, that little pampered cow that gets with sausage and pasta. Yeah, that cow.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh,
yeah,
man.
No mayonnaise in the coffee. Oh, I thought you would do it, old man.
Nope, I won't. I have to draw a line someplace.
Oh, man.
And putting stuff in my coffee is, I draw the line. I won't put extra stuff in my coffee. Sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't drink. When I make my coffee, I put fufu in it. You know, I put the creamer in it. And he'll make mine, but he does not drink it. He likes his straight up out the pot.
To me, it's almost like against the law. It's funny that I say that, though, because when I first started drinking coffee, I was a cream and sugar guy. I used cream and sugar in my coffee all the time. Yeah. And then I went from cream and sugar. I went from cream and sugar to just cream, and then I just did away with the cream. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, Mr. T's dad kind of called me out on it because I was drinking, like I said, cream and sugar.
And then I stopped drinking.
No. and what happened was, is I go, hey, Rich, look, man, I stopped putting sugar in my coffee, man. Wow. I'm just drinking it with creamer. And I'm sitting there eating a honey bun at the same time. And he goes, because I take a bite of honey bun and a sip of coffee. And he goes, oh, come on.
How funny. I can't hear him anymore, but I can hear him in the background. Can anybody else hear him? I can't hear him. No, Cece.
I can't
out.
Hear him either.
But I can hear him. I can hear him faintly in the background talking. Hi, Joe.
Yay!
Welcome.
Let's go. Let's go.
We got the show, Grammy. Woo!
Yes. Oh, my.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
So, while he's being muted, why don't we go over some of the days, what today is. Today is National Farmers Day. Thank you, Mike, for doing that. So we should thank our farmers, because without them, we wouldn't have a whole lot of food. You know
exactly.
I mean? So yeah. Thank our farmers. It's a good day. And then I'm not sure if I'm saying this correctly. It's Mahasaptami. An intriguing and religious festival dedicated to the goddess celebrated in India.
Oh.
So that's our another day. And it's National Face Your Fears Day. Come on, everybody. Face your fears. Whatever your fear is today, face one of them and just do it. There's the birthday girl. Hi,
yay!
Gina.
Good
Hi,
morning, Robert. Gina. Oh.
Oh, we can sing without him.
Yes.
Oh.
Let's do it. Come on, Eric. Let me hear your voice.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Gina, Gina, Bobina, Banana, Fanta, Fofina, me, my, Momina. Gina, happy birthday to you. Love you, Gina.
Happy birthday, Gina. Happy birthday, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. That was great. I'm glad you guys. I'm glad you guys carried on. Hey, Royalty well, Rollers. Good to see
hi,
you.
Royalty.
Good to see you.
I know.
Hey, guys, well, check out.
And I blocked that one call that came in impersonating Joey.
Now we're missing him.
You broke up. Hey, Royalty Rollers, I wanted to mention that you people check out their podcast they got
yes,
going.
Yes, please do. And they have a website and all kinds of stuff.
For you people that are into partaking of the wild grass. I don't know what to call it. Girl. I think they're having some kind of contest where they're giving some stuff away. I'm not sure.
Wild grass.
Yes. I think they're at a place where it's legal and that kind of stuff. So anyway.
Thank you. Sorry. You know, I wish we could do something about that, Royalty Rollers. They're picking shows just to try to bad name all of us. And thank you so much for knowing that it's not us. It's
oh,
not
definitely.
Us.
Yeah, spread the word. I can, if you can contact me through our email address, I can show you how to block those guys and what to take and report it to Podbean. Here's the email address.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Now, Mr. A says his father-in-law says if you use sugar and creamer, just eat a Snickers and save the coffee for real drinkers.
That's funny.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you, Royalty. I know I was looking for you guys last night, but I didn't see you come in. I was.
Hey, Royalties, there's my there's our show email address. Drop me a line so I can contact you, and I can show you how to what you need to do to block those guys. I got a bunch of them I'm blocking today.
Yeah, anyway. You're right, Gina. He did miss it.
I know.
Now he has to download it.
Well, what happened was I lost the internet. I lost the internet connection.
Oh.
It disappeared on me. Yeah, the internet connection. I didn't have any internet, so I had to shut everything down and turn back on. But you guys were carrying on, it was great. I just kept going. So there you go. Let's see. What else? Yeah, see, Dina Joy lost my internet connection and everything, so.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that stuff. I don't have any of that stuff that I pulled up for us to goof around with today.
Oh.
Well, I wanted to say, we were talking about it's National Face Your Fears Day on top of other ones. Hi, Rounding Third. Nice to see you. So do you not have anything for the music? Is that what you're saying?
No, I got the music. That's all on something. That's separate. The music's separate. Our did you know stuff. I lost all that.
Well, we could do that another day.
We'll do that another day.
Yeah. It is also National Gumbo Day.
Gumbo.
Uh-huh. You know, I've never had gumbo before. I think because it has gumbo.
I'm not eating gumbo in a long time.
You haven't had gumbo in a long time, Eric?
Well, I know the difference between, like, Louisiana gumbo and Carolina gumbo. Louisiana is going to be more meat-based, and the Carolina is going to be more tomato-based.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Because of, like, the color, like, with, like what you see in the bowl.
Correct.
Are you on the road?
I'm driving over to my dad and stepmom's place to get birthday money a couple days late.
Oh, I see. Hey, better late than never, honey.
Did we lose Grammy?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, I tell you. Hey, but you know what? There are some major solar flares going on, people. Major solar flares are going on.
Yeah.
I keep abreast of that stuff. I like reading about it. So, yeah. This is a busy... The sun's really, the sun's been busy doing all kinds of stuff up there. Ugh, what's it doing? I don't know. Hey, but don't worry. If it all just burns out and goes blank, if it all burns out, we'll know in about 8.5 minutes. And then things are going to really start getting cold fast. Just thought I'd tell you that. That poses a question, though. So when the sun's hitting us, that's when we get the hot part of the day. Our low temperatures come in the middle of the night when the sun is not hitting the earth. So if the sun all of a sudden went out and we didn't have the sunlight anymore, we didn't have any sun anymore, would the earth just cool down to like a nighttime temperature all the time? Because it'd be nighttime all the time. We'd be in the dark all the time without the sun. I'm going to have to research that out. That's interesting. I have to get Tuttle's on that conversation. Solar flare. No, it wasn't Rounding Third. Good grief.
Welcome back, Punisher.
That's funny stuff. So anyway, I'm glad you guys got Gina's birthday sing.
No, oh we got to sing it, and we didn't have to like try to sing over you.
It was fun.
No, didn't you hear us? We're like, hurry before he comes back.
Now you're making me think that you've got some kind of magic switch over there, Dina Jo, that you're the one that can turn me on or off.
Oh, if I had a magic switch.
Oh, jeez.
Beep, beep.
Oh, yeah. Beep, beep, beep.
I beep, beeping you
crazy,
all the
crazy times. Crazy
I
times.
Have no magic switches, people. I can't do anything from over here. He's the one in control, not me.
Well, I don't know how much control I got. I mean, to tell you the truth, you know, because I knock myself out all the time. It's just the way it is. All right. Yes. Well, listen, but the sun is always hitting Earth. It just rotates around, so it's always heating us. Yeah. Yeah, I know, Jay, baby. I know. But the Earth does have its own... I believe the Earth does have its own heating mechanism, and that's what's all the magma and all that that's in its core. I think that we do have a little bit of self-heating going on there, but I don't know how much.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, just Eric, are you driving? Keep it
thawed.
Are you driving?
I'm almost at my dad's place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he does not listen, does he, Grammy?
Oh,
well, okay. I was probably off when Eric said that, but now I hear the turn signals click.
Yeah. Oh my.
Nothing well, to be sorry.
Tell them hello.
I don't know what you're being sorry for. Okay.
Oh, tell them hello for us.
We'll do.
All right.
Sounds well, like, I think it's starts at it's your sounds like your blinker fluid is low.
Blinker fluid is low. Oh, come on.
I didn't know there was blinker fluid.
He's being
sick. Well, the turn signal makes that clicking sound.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. Blinker fluid.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
You know what time it is? It's time for Gina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest, Dina Jo.
All right, Dina Jo, what do you got for us today?
All right, we're going to begin the year 1968. American rock band Big Brother and the Holding Company went to number one on the U.S. album chart with Cheap Thrills. The band was formed in San Francisco in the 1965 as part of the same psychedelic music scene. They are best known as the band that featured Janis Joplin as their lead singer. At the end of the summer of 1968, just after the release of this album, Cheap Thrills, Joplin announced that she would be leaving Big Brother in the fall of that year. So here is Big Brother and the Holding Company with Peace of My Heart off the album Cheap Thrills.
And when she left the band, she took this song with her. This is Big Brother and the Holding Company. Peace of My Heart. Featuring Janis Joplin.
Never even heard of them until this...
Featuring Joe.
Looking them up.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm learning a lot looking up some of these, you know, of all the different bands that were in little bands before they were, you know, Janis Joplin.
Yeah, I was, I had no idea that she was in that band, you know, before. Yeah, so it was interesting.
And they didn't really like her at first. Like they started in the beginning and then she came on and they're like, oh, we don't think she's like a big deal. And she made it a big deal and then said, yeah, see you later guys. So yeah.
And then she became a big deal. Yeah.
Right. Hi Black Dragon Radio. Welcome
interesting
back.
Interesting stuff. Hi Black Dragon Radio.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So we're gonna move on to the year 1974. Oh my gosh, do I remember this band? Scottish boy band, the Bay City Rollers, went number one on the UK album chart with their debut album Rollin'. The album included three British chart hits, but none were more memorable than the debut of Saturday Night. Never a British hit yet, a number one smash in the in America. So they didn't have, it wasn't a hit in the UK, but the Americans loved it. This infectious pop song that was very memorable chant, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Night, stormed the States, becoming the first U.S. number one in 1976, in the American bicentennial year. When the album itself was not released in America, several of the songs would later appear on the out on that band's self-titled album, U.S. debut in 1975. Here is the Bay City Rollers with Saturday Night off the Rollin' album.
Bay City Rollers Saturday with Saturday Night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably, they said they had a couple of hits, but that was the only one that I kind of remembered was the big one, Saturday Night.
That's the only one that I can remember.
Yeah, roller skating. We'd play Saturday Night roller skating backwards. All right, we're going to move on to the year 1979. British-American rock band Fleetwood Mac released their 12th album, Tusk, an experimental set of songs that cost the band over $1 million to record. It is considered more experimental than their previous albums, partly because Lindsey Buckingham's sparse songwriting arrangements. The double album peaked at number 4 in the U.S. and achieved sales in excess of 2 million copies. Sparling two top singles, the biggest one, Sarah, as the title track. It reached number 1 in the UK and achieved platinum status. Here's Fleetwood Mac with Sarah off their album Tusk.
Wait a minute, baby. Stay with me a while.
That's Stevie Nicks right there.
Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Fleetwood Mac, Sarah.
All
That's
right.
a nice song.
Yeah. We're going to move on to the year 1985. Jennifer Rush was number 1 on the UK singles chart with The Power of Love, which she wrote with her boyfriend. The song stayed at number 1 for 5 weeks and became the biggest selling single of the year and the biggest single ever for a woman in the UK. Celine Dion enjoyed a number 1 US hit and with her version of the same song in 1993. Here's Jennifer Rush with The Power of Love. I'm not sure I heard this song.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping.
I haven't heard this one. I heard the other girl you
Celine
mentioned.
Dion. Celine.
Yeah, I've heard her version.
All rolling by like
but doesn't Huey Lewis and the News have a song called The Power of Love?
Yes, they do. They sure do.
I hold on to your body.
She kind of has a little bit, like,
and feel
Celine Dion in her. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it does kind of sound like her.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's warm and tender.
Well, this is The Power of Love with Jennifer Rush, or by Jennifer Rush.
Yes.
For sake, cause I am your lady.
Okay, now I know the song.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I had to play it to the main part, so yeah, everybody would go, now I know that
she
song.
She really does have a similar Celine Dion-ish sound to her.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Grammy, are you on the line? Are you still on the line?
I know. I saw her, she re-entered. I don't see her up there anymore.
Yeah, Grammy, you need to call in. Call in again.
Right. Okay. Grammy's call ended. It said, "All right." So, 1991, American singer-songwriter Mariah Carey hit number 1 in America with "Emotions," the title track of her second album. Her first 4 singles also hit the top spot, making Carey the first artist to hit number 1 with their first 5 singles overtaking the Jackson 5. The song provides an opportunity for Carey to show off her otherworldly vocal range, especially at the end of the song. When Carey sang the song at the 1991 MTV Video Music Awards, she reportedly sounded a G-sharp 3 and a half octaves above middle C. This was one of the highest notes produced by a human voice in history of recording music. Here is Mariah Carey with her number one hit, Emotions.
Grammy's battery might have went dead on her phone.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think Mariah Carey has a 5-octave voice. She can sing high. Mariah Carey. Emotions. Mariah Carey. Grammy says, love to all. I keep getting hit with solar flares.
Oh, no. Duck, Grammy, duck.
Sorry, Grammy.
Duck and weave. Okay, we're going to go to the year 2008. English rock band Oasis went to number one on the UK album chart with Dig Out Your Soul, the band's seventh and final studio album. If there's a band that had been marked a generation, it's Oasis. The brothers had their ups and downs, even Oasis, but lucky they were able to get over them long enough to give the world many amazing songs. They fought all the time. Here is Oasis with Shock of the Lightning off their Dig It Out the Soul album. Ah, I can speak this one. Thank you.
I don't think I've heard these guys.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard Oasis. Well, there they are, folks. Oasis.
The Gallagher brothers, Liam and Noel.
Shock of lightning.
Fight, shock fight, of the... all the time. Yeah.
Never heard of them.
Oh. Well, interesting. We're gonna end this year in music history today in 2013 with New Zealand singer-songwriter Lorde. She was 16 when she became the youngest solo artist to write and record a Hot 100 number one hit, with Royals claims the top spot. Lorde wrote the lyrics to Royals in a half an hour at her home in 2012 during a school break. The title Royals came to Lorde after she saw a 1976 photograph of Kansas City Royals player George Brett signing baseballs with his team's name Royals on the front of the t-shirt. She said during the interview, it was just the word. It's really cool. Here is Lorde with Royals.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies.
Kind of like
and
this.
I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
But yeah, I like this song. This is pretty cool. I like the music. I like the rhythm.
Oh, she's really good. We don't
care. The heavy bass and the drums and all that.
Welcome, PC Muniz. Oh, we lost him again, it sounds like. Yep. Nope. Are you back? You back, old man, or is that Eric?
Who's That's me. I just unmuted, so even yeah. If I need to talk.
He's gone again.
I'm back. Am I here?
Oh, there he is.
You're back.
Hey, how did you say that? How do you say that artist's name? Lord. Yeah, I lost. I lost our signal down again too. So yeah, there's solar flares going on, people. Solar flares.
Jingle. Yes, it's a jingle.
Hey, that was a great list, though, Dina Jo.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Hey, don't forget this Friday, we're going to do another, this weekend, we're going to play all the Today in History songs again this Friday.
In their entirety.
Dina Jo's going to present that to us again. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Good show. Oh, yeah.
It's fun learning. Getting the songs and then researching them and learning a little bit about them and the different bands that I never knew existed. You know, it's kind of fun to learn some stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's one thing I used to enjoy about doing the classical music show we did on Sundays was learning about those composers and that. Yeah, once you learn about them, you learn a little bit about them, about their bands, and it's kind of fun. It's interesting stuff. You know, very interesting stuff.
Steptoe's dad used to wear solar flares in the 60s.
Solar flares.
I love me some solar flares.
That's funny stuff. So, see, Grammy is still... She's still listening. She's still in there, but I don't see her. I don't know what's going on with her. She's here.
Yeah.
She's listening. But weird day with all the weather that's going on and the, solar flares. Curse you, solar flares. You know, there ain't nothing you can do about that stuff. You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do when the signal goes out. Comcast.
Dang you, Comcast. I would love it if I walked into Comcast and they go, hey, it's solar flares. Nothing we can do about it, you know? If I worked for Comcast, that's what I would be telling people. You know?
There's Grammy. I'm really low on power. Goodbye, everybody. Grammy, I need to talk to you two about us getting together to do a cooking show because everybody wants a cooking show. So,
okay.
There you go.
Well, bye, Grammy. Thanks for joining us. There's Grammy. There she goes. Bye, Grammy. Yeah, that's another thing. I don't understand what's going on with Grammy's phone. She does not have battery life at all. I don't know. I mean, you'd think that you'd be able to tune into the...
Hi, the crazy lady. I was thinking about you.
You think you'd be able to tune into the show. You think you'd be able to tune into the show and... you know, not have it drain your battery, but her battery is just going crazy. Could be that
she have a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned out. Like, does she download a lot of, for instance, on Podbeam, does she download a lot of different shows?
No, I try to keep her phone clean of all that stuff. Yeah. The only thing she has is she really keeps a lot of her messages from people. She keeps those. Oh. And a lot of photos. Yeah, I was just thinking about that, Jay Baby. How old is her phone?
Is it an iPhone too?
It's an iPhone. Yes, I think I think it's an iPhone 7. So what does that tell you? That's pretty old. I guess.
You can't put in those little what are those little discs called? You can put in to get more space. You can't put those in on iPhones, huh? You have to do everything through Apple, correct?
I have no idea, Dina Jo.
Mine is a LG, and I was able just to go and buy this little disc and stick it in there, and now like all my photos go to it, so it doesn't take up space. Galaxy. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't believe on Apple's that you can do that. I think that you have to do everything through Apple. You can't just go. But I could be wrong.
I don't know. SIM card or something? Are you talking about a SIM card?
Yeah, app? This little thing. You open it up and you stick it in there. And then all my pictures, you have to go in there and program it in your settings. And then all of my pictures go there. So it doesn't take up space. Yeah.
Well, I can start poking around and see, but I'm afraid I'd lose everybody.
Well, not when you're on a show.
Oh! Welcome everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina Jo and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Hey, if you're new to this show, hit that follow button and come on back. We got another show tomorrow and then Thursday and then Friday. Friday we actually have two shows. We have the morning talk show, and then we have the Friday evening music show at 8 p.m. Friday night, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And no, that wasn't a technical glitch going on. That was me burping. So.
Oh, no. Okay. Gross.
Just so you know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Jay Baby said the new phones, they don't have that. And I'm wondering if that's because they want, you know, to put everything in the cloud. Put it in the cloud so we can have access to it.
Yeah, but then I was just getting noticed that I've got, I'm running out of space. And they're telling me I need to buy more space. It's like everything's money. Everything's money. I mean,
exactly.
You know. Gosh.
Bye, Steptoe. Have a great day.
Bye, Steptoe. Have a great one.
Oh, no. He said, left the kids clean the car with the scrawling pad.
Oh, oh, no.
Be careful. Oh, get out there.
I was listening to this comedian, Dennis Leary.
Gotcha.
And Dennis Leary, he's talking about his kids when they were little. And he was making fun about, you know, having fun about how little kids are. And I mean, the little kids do crazy things and that, you know. And he says he's in there and he's working in his office and his little boy comes in and he's telling on his sister. And I can't remember their names. It doesn't matter. But he says, yeah, she's out there and she's drawing on your truck. And he goes, she's drawing on my truck. And the little boy goes, yeah, yeah, she's drawing on your truck. She's drawing pictures on your truck. He goes, what is she using to draw pictures on my truck? And his son goes, a rock. And he says he runs out there and looks, and the side of his car is all scratched. His side of his truck's all scratched, brand new truck with artwork from his little daughter with a rock. And he says he just falls down. He just sits there and he's looking, you know. And his little daughter comes up to him and he goes, "Are you okay, Daddy?" "Yeah, I'm fine. You want to do some more fun stuff?" And she goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Go draw on Grammy. Go draw on Mommy's car. She'll like it." Oh. That's mean. That's mean. The little kids are funny. Drawing a car with a rock. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, and then I had a niece. I've got a niece in, she moves to another place in Arizona, and she sends a picture of her kids playing outside, and they're standing around this shed and the broken window in the shed. A broken window in the shed. And the one kid that was guilty of it is sitting there with his hands in his head's in his hands, you know, he's the one that did it. Oh no.
Hi, Colter.
And I told her, you know, she was a little upset. And I said, well, you know, it's those damn rocks. You know, you can't keep those rocks on the ground. Mm-mm. Rocks. Yeah, we used to throw rocks all the time. Man, we used to have rock wars when I was a little kid.
Rock wars?
Oh, yeah. They were our weapons of mass destruction. Rocks. Oh, we'd be fighting with the neighbor kids down the street, you know. We'd all meet out back in the alley, and we'd be chucking rocks at everybody. Chucking rocks. You know, a kid would get hit in the head.
Nice.
You know, and we'd have to stop because he's got a big old marble on the side of his head. Yeah, dirt clod wars. Yeah, we used to do dirt clod wars too. Yeah. It was fun. I used a slingshot. Crazy lady. Oh, my gosh. We have a friend of ours who is, they've got quite a bit of property and they've got a big old garden they do every year. Uh-huh. And they have a squirrel problem too, Dina Jo, just like I do. And, you know, and you have squirrels in your yard. And I asked him, I said, well, Bill Brian, what do you guys do about your squirrels and that? He goes, oh, well, my wife takes care of them. I go, really? What does she do? He goes, she uses a slingshot. And apparently she's deadly with a slingshot.
Oh. Okay.
I know. Good grief. You know, I guess some of those I remember the real high dollar slingshots were called wrist rockets.
Oh.
Wrist rockets. And they would wrap around, you'd hold on to it, and then it'd wrap around your wrist for leverage. Yeah, you used to be able to pull back and get some momentum with those things. You know, and another thing I saw is, you know, they shot, you'd shoot steel BBs out of them, you know, BBs out of the slingshots. Well, I've seen these guys with these compound archery bows, and they're not shooting arrows. They're shooting steel shot from them. They're like you would with a slingshot. They're shooting metal balls out of these compact arrows. I don't know, man. They show these videos of these guys hitting these targets way off. So I don't know, man. There goes your marble collection. Yeah, use my marble collection as ammo. I know.
Oh, wow. Did we lose you again? I think you did. Boy, he just keeps going in and out today. So I have it all by myself. No more old man. Now he's back.
Well, I just finished putting gas in my car and no, y'all didn't I had to be muted, not, so y'all wouldn't hear background noise, and so y'all wouldn't hear a train blowing in the background.
Oh, the train go by.
Yep.
Oh, well, thanks for doing that. Well, you know what, Eric? Why don't we go ahead and have you go over any of the shows that you want to talk about while you have a moment?
Well, of course, like Podbean, of course, today you've got coming up after we wrap up, John DeVito should be going live with like a Tuesday freestyle show. So if anybody's interested in jumping over and checking him out.
Good.
And I presume we'll be, of course, seeing, of course, Milk Dog again. And, you know, and hopefully he'll work his way back up into the Podbean Top 20 where we've normally been seeing him. And then, then of course, I know later on today, the real Patriot voice, not the troll Patriot voice, you know, we'll have his show, and then you'll have in primetime Beans and Weenies and the Slightly Serious Show. And yes, Slightly is back. And
it looks like I'm the only crazy lady. She wrote in the chat later today.
So she's going to fire up an impromptu show today.
Grimm's Fairy Tales. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think Mike Tampa Bay is working on a new series of shows. So definitely be on lookout for him and be on lookout should Jeremy do Cummings's Culture, and then hopefully Ralph will be back tomorrow morning, and I know we're back tomorrow morning as always, and many other great podcast friends worth supporting, then Soccer 82 Alpha and The Swap Doesn't Lie and Club 19 and other shows later in the week.
Am I back?
Yes, you are.
You're back now.
Yeah, it's a good list of podcasts out there that you can listen to. Give everybody a heads up.
Don't forget the royalty rollers. The only crazy lady is going to pop up with one today. Coltrane has a show. Just trying to look and see who's in.
There's a Black Dragons
Radio.
Black
Dragon.
That's a show. Check them out.
Real Patriots. Yeah, we have a lot of people that
Van Life Pantry with Sonda. Yeah. Does a Real Patriots Voice have a podcast too?
Yep.
Real Patriots Voice has a podcast.
Yes, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m.
Troncat.
And there's a ton of podcasts out there. Troncat.
Meow, meow.
Does Tuttle still do his? Does Tuttle still do his?
Yeah, he does it every once in a while. He has a few different ones, with Homeboy and Cubella.
All kinds of ones out there. Man, it's just getting crazy with these solar flares and that stuff. I mean,
the weather change is doing it. That's okay.
Well, and it's got to be, because I just start looking and I lose, because there's little indicators on the pod beam. There's an indicator where it says your network strength and it says excellent. And then all of a sudden it goes, no connection. What? You know, and then I look down at my computer and it says, no internet.
Or an unstable network.
Yeah. Comcast. You know,
For me, it's
paying them $3,000. Paying them $3,000 a year, they better fix this. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to be losing a signal. Come on, people. Let's get this thing worked out.
Hi, Shay. Nice to see you.
Mine and Dina Jones' favorite company. Well, anyway. You know what?
Oh, you got that.
Yep. It's time. It's about time to roll out of here. Day's over. We're fighting the elements. All kinds of fun things going on. But it was a great show. Well, thanks, everybody.
The
Twitter. Next Tuesday is Robert's birthday, and then a couple more birthdays to add to the birthday calendar. December 17th is Mike Tampa Bay's birthday, and
BP49
shares a birthday with Slightly Serious, which is December 2nd, so we'll be sure to have those written down and be sure to have them in here so we can sing them happy birthday.
Okay, I have Mike, and you said December 2nd. Is he Slightly?
No, other than Slightly and Lewis from Almost Everything, you've got BP49.
Okay.
And then I think you already got Big Sexy down for November 15th. That's Slightly's other half. John DeVito, January 2nd.
So. We're turning into the birthday show. We're the birthday show. Come on in and have the old man. The old man with the old man and the Drunken Sailors Choir sing happy birthday with you. Or to you.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Shane.
We have our own way of wishing people happy birthday, right, old man? Right, Dina Joe?
Yes, we do.
So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. We're just here to knock you up.
Oh, God.
Glad y'all could join us. Come on back into your new to the show. Hit that follow button. Have your friends, have your family call. Check us out. Come and follow us. We just try to have a good time. And just come on out. Come on out and have fun. That's what it's all about, is having fun. Don't forget you can download the show. Where are my notes?
I lost my notes. Oh, it's supposed to be up in their noggin. That noggin. Oh.
Download us through Spotify and Podbeam. Check us out at 11 a.m. every morning on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. You can hear the replay of this show on there. And it's all good. It's all good. A lot of good times. And just have a blast. Go out and do fun things today. Go out and do some fun things and have some fun. Oh. And now, final word from Dina Joe.
May the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today and dealing with all the little mishaps we had, but we had a great time anyway. We love you guys. We can't wait to see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you later on the Podbean. Bye.
Dina Joe. Yeah, if you get a pot, you got all kinds of problems and that. Just power through, everybody. Power through. Don't let things get you down.
Hopefully, we'll have all the technical issues gone by tomorrow.
Sure.
And just have a good day today. Go out to Random Acts of Kindness and have some fun.
Birthday girl.
And happy birthday, Gina.
Joshua.
Jess, we're going to see everybody.
Ruku's beer.
Our music's done. We're out of here.
See you later, guys.
Appreciate everybody.
Much
love. Come back tomorrow.
Bye.
See you next time.
Later, Gators.